Hachette Audio presents A Tale of Magic, written and read by Chris Colfer. Prologue: An Unexpected Audience. Magic was outlawed in all four kingdoms, and that was putting it lightly. Legally, magic was the worst criminal act a person could commit, and socially, there was nothing considered more despicable. In most areas, just being associated with a convicted witch or warlock was an offense punishable by death. In the Northern Kingdom, perpetrators and their families were put on trial and promptly burned at the stake. In the Eastern Kingdom, very little evidence was needed to sentence the accused and their loved ones to hang at the gallows. And in the Western Kingdom, suspected witches and warlocks were drowned without any trial whatsoever. The executions were rarely committed by law enforcement or kingdom officials. Most commonly, the punishments were carried out by mobs of angry citizens who took the law into their own hands. Although frowned upon, the brutal sport was completely tolerated by the kingdom's sovereigns. In truth, the leaders were delighted their people had something besides government to direct their anger toward. So the monarchs welcomed the distraction, and even encouraged it during times of political unrest.
"He or she who chooses a path of magic has chosen a path of condemnation," King Nobleton of the North proclaimed. Meanwhile, his negligent choices were causing the worst famine in his kingdom's history.